It's now time for the Noontime News as we take a look at our world and national news headlines on this Tuesday, April 2nd of 2024. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. As we take a look at our world and national news headlines, while famine continues to hit Gaza Strip, an Israeli airstrike has killed 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen, leading the charity to suspend delivery of vital food aid to Gaza. Israel's offensive has pushed hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to the brink of starvation in the territory. Cyprus said Tuesday that ships that recently arrived were turning back. They have some 240 tons of undelivered aid. The country has played a key role in trying to establish a sea route to bring food to Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged that Israeli forces had carried out the unintended strike. For days, Hiba el-Haddad and her family huddled in their Gaza City home watching Israeli troops drive their neighbors out of nearby buildings. And then in the dead of night, it was their turn. After blasting open their building entrance, troops stormed in and ordered them to leave. Witnesses say Israeli troops conducted building-by-building expulsion of residents from nearby homes during the military's two-week raid on Gaza City's Shifa Hospital. Iran has vowed to respond to a deadly airstrike widely attributed to Israel that demolished Iran's consulate building in the Syrian capital and killed 8 people, including 2 Iranian generals. The Lebanese militant Hezbollah group, a key ally of both Syria's government and Iran, also pledged punishment and revenge. Israel, which has repeatedly targeted Iranian officers on sites in Syria and Lebanon, did not confirm the attack. Iran state television reported Tuesday that the country's Supreme National Security Council, a key decision-making body, met late the previous night and decided on a required response to the strike. And a hearing is scheduled in Maryland's capital for a bill authorizing use of the state's rainy day fund to help Baltimore port employees who are out of work because of the bridge collapse and aren't covered under unemployment insurance. The bill also would let the governor use state reserves to help small businesses avoid laying off people and to encourage companies to relocate to other ports to return to Baltimore when it reopens. A tugboat pushing a fuel barge was the first vessel to use the alternate channel to bypass the wreckage. The disaster has blocked traffic along the vital port's main shipping channel. And a fire broke out at an Istanbul nightclub during renovations, killing at least 29 people. One person was injured. The nightclub was on the ground and basement floors of a 16-story residential building on the European side of the city. The fire was extinguished later today. Istanbul Governor Davut Gül says that the cause of the fire is under investigation. The victims are believed to be involved in the renovation work. Authorities have detained 5 people for questioning, including managers of the club and one person in charge of the renovations. That is a look at the world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, as we take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we had sunny skies all morning long. Now the clouds are starting to move in. We have cloudy skies, 43 degrees, a north wind of 15 miles an hour. The humidity right now is at 66%. That is rising over the last hour. And the barometric pressure is at 29.85 inches. That has been relatively steady all morning long. The wind chill with that north wind of 15 miles an hour is 36, so not too bad. 43, a wind chill of 36 right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area, there is a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 1 and 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy, a high near 45. It'll be breezy, a northwest wind around 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 28. It'll be blustery, a north wind of 10 to 20, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. We'll continue to see a warm-up here for the rest of the week. We'll tell you about that. And it looks like there is a much-needed chance of precipitation, still pretty low for Sunday into Monday, but we'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies and 43 degrees. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the state news, Regions Hospital is expanding its ECMO program, providing critically ill patients with life-saving treatment when other conventional methods aren't enough. ECMO Medical Director Dr. Charles Bruin explains that if you're wondering what ECMO is, just like I am, it's extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, there we go, as a way of doing heart-lung bypass outside an operating room in an ICU unit. ECMO has been around since the 1970s, but Bruin says we've dramatically expanded its use originally during the H1N1 pandemic, but then during COVID. Bruin adds, since 2019, in partnership with the University of Minnesota, the ECMO program has been used for out-of-hospital cardiac arrest in the Minnesota Mobile Resuscitation Consortium. An employee of Centricare Rice Hospital in Willmar was seriously injured after being stabbed by a patient in the emergency room on Monday. Around 11:33 a.m., police responded to the hospital's emergency room on immediate request for assistance with a combative patient. Officers found an individual who had been in the hospital for an apparent mental health issue, had produced a knife, and had stabbed an employee. The employee was injured but escaped to safety while the suspect was subdued. The employee suffered serious injuries and is undergoing treatment. Their current condition is unknown. The 31-year-old suspect from Willmar injured himself during the assault, received treatment, and then was brought to the Kandiyohi County Jail. He's being held in jail pending charges of first and second degree assault. The suspect has a significant history of erratic behavior and is currently on probation for a different second degree assault case. The investigation is ongoing. A Pine Island teacher has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for sexually assaulting a minor student. 25-year-old Lindsay Schneeberger pled guilty Monday to first-degree sexual criminal conduct. Court documents say Schneeberger began as the 13-year-old student's volleyball coach in the fall of 2022. Schneeberger then became the student's physical education teacher in the spring of 2023, and the two would hang out at Schneeberger's Rochester home when the incidents occurred. A Fargo man has been arrested for terrorizing downtown Fargo on Monday. Around 9:30 p.m., officers responded to a report of a man on top of a parking ramp who was believed to have guns. Officers created a perimeter around the ramp, conducted a search, and found 23-year-old Tyson Oka with a BB handgun and a BB rifle. Both weapons are replicas designed to look like authentic firearms. No one was injured and no other suspects were found. And, well, if you're going to be heading to Target Field this summer, which we know many of you will be, have you ever thought about the responsibility of trying to feed upwards to 30,000 people more than 80 times a year? Well, that's what the food service system at Target Field has to do for every home game. And the man who oversees it all is Peter Spike, and he says he has a lot of help. About 2,000 employees and nonprofit volunteers make them go on any given day. They hope they have 30 to 40,000 every night. That means the team is playing well, and it's probably a beautiful summer day, and they'll be ready when they come. Spike says they use metrics and data on how much food they have to have ready each and every game. The first Twins home game comes up Thursday afternoon against Cleveland. Looks to be a pretty good home opener as well. And that is about it on the state news. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports scene on one of the better nights of basketball you'll see. And we'll tell you more about that coming up and the schedule for today, including Pirate baseball. That's all going to be coming up next here on KROX.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Well, taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, it was billed as much or must-watch TV and did not disappoint. As Caitlin Clark and the University of Iowa Hawkeyes, they come away with the victory over LSU, 94-87. All as Clark did was had 41 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds. And, I mean, she is the best player, I think, ever in college women's basketball. And you could even argue all of basketball on the college scene. And the Hawkeyes advance to the Final Four for the second straight year. That'll be held in Cleveland, I think, earlier in the day yesterday. Tickets were going for like $230, $300. Now they're up to $1,000 as soon as Iowa made it in. And probably doesn't hurt that UConn is going to be their opponent. UConn behind Hopkins native Paige Beckers. All she did was had 28 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. And then one of my favorite players, besides Beckers, of course, Nika Mule, the guard. She was fantastic on the defensive end, but she had 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 8 points. And UConn beat USC 80-73. So two great basketball games last night, and they did not disappoint, that's for sure. Also, the Gopher women, by the way, the NIT is still going. They beat the University of Wyoming 65-54. Also in the NIT, St. Louis beat Wisconsin 65-60. Vermont beat Purdue 67-59. And Troy University, they're out of Alabama, beat University of Louisiana Monroe 89-75. On the sports scene for today, the Twins going to be taking on their National League rival, the Milwaukee Brewers, and that'll be at 3:10. And the Minnesota Wild, they're going to host Ottawa at 7. Basically, every win or every game is a must-win here for the Wild in their final 9 games. We will join the Wild in progress. We will not have the Twins because we have the season and home opener for the Crookston Pirate baseball team. April 2nd, it is the earliest they've played since they played, what is it, April 5th, I think, against Red Light County about 10 years ago. And they have played, I think, the 10th, 11th, but this is the earliest they've played in the last 15 years for sure. But they take on Ada Borup West. It's going to be played at the UMC Field at 5 o'clock. We'll have the Riverview Health pregame show at 4:30. Also, the JV game, they're going to be taking on Ada Borup West as well. That'll be at 5 o'clock at Jim Simon Field. That is behind Highland School. And then the junior high, they're playing at Ada, taking on Ada Borup West at 5. Boys and girls track, unfortunately, they're going to be indoors. It'd be a good day to be outdoors, but they're going to be at the Pine to Prairie Conference Meet at Concordia College of Moorhead. That is scheduled for a 3:30 start there. College softball, UMC, will have their home first home games of the season as they take on St. Cloud State in NSIC play. The first game's at 2 o'clock with the second to follow. The Timberwolves, they take on Houston at 7 o'clock. And men's NIT semifinals, that is being played today as well. And that is about it on the sports scene. Well, a bad day to have a no-hitter. Really, it's the back burner as far as sports stories go. But the first no-hitter of the season as belongs to Ronel Blanco after he led the Astros to a 10-0 win over the Blue Jays. So not only did he get a no-hitter, but he got a no-hitter against a pretty good offensive team as well. That is a look at the sports. Again, we have high school baseball, the Pirates, hosting Ataborup West. 5 o'clock at the UMC field. We'll have the Riverview Health pregame show at 4:30, and then we'll join up with the Wild as soon as we get back to the studio after that. So that is a look at our sports. All the story, stats, scores, pictures, and more available on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Riverview Health.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
Shop the quick meal ideas that are on sale this week at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Select Campbell's Condensed Soups, 3 for $4. Select Chef Boyardee Pasta, 4 for $5. Cans of Madwich Sloppy Joe Sauce, 4 for $5. And be sure to buy buns for the Sloppy Joes. 8-count of Hugo's Baked Fresh Hamburger or Hot Dog Buns are 2 for $6. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the city of Crookston continues to face challenges regarding its finance department and retaining a finance director. After the unexpected resignation of the latest finance director, Audrey Pasa, the Crookston City Council approved to accept the temporary services of Clifton Larson Allen, LLC, before finalizing candidates for the director position April 16th. City Administrator Corky Reynolds explains some of the tasks that will be performed from Clifton Larson.
Michelle from Clifton Larson, and also an individual who will be assisting her, will be undertaking on a temporary basis some of the finance director's duties, assisting department heads with questions regarding budget. Where are they at? What expenditures have they made? What amounts do they have left? Also looking at our various reporting requirements, reports that need to be made to the state, reports that need to be made to the federal government.
Clifton Larson Allen representatives will also make recommendations about how the finance department should be staffed in the future and determine if additional help is necessary with technicians, a senior accountant, or additional help in the accounting side of things. Reynolds explains.
At this time, under these circumstances, we'll allow Clifton Larson to make representations to us about what we can do better and also recommendations about how that should be accomplished. So I think this is a very good benefit for the city at this point in time.
Reynolds explained that there have been difficulties and challenges the finance department has faced for many years. He believes that the department has operated with old school tactics in regard to methods and budgeting, and times have changed in this regard.
I think some of the difficulties here is that the department has done the same thing year after year after year, and methods for allocating and budgeting have changed. How we do things, what it costs, being burdened in the past with lower than necessary maybe levies, have put the city in the position it's in.
And the last 2 years, the city has experienced large levy increases of 18%, and which was an attempt to bring the city up to par with financing different department line items. Perhaps in prior years, they would have pushed back to a later date. Reynolds gave his comments on the potential reasonings for resignation from past finance department employees.
Finance department here, that's stressful. That may be one of the situations that has led to some of the finance people leaving. It's just a bigger job now than it was 20, 15 years ago. More requirements placed on us by the state and federal government. That may be part of the reason. It's a big job.
Finding out your coworker is giving himself a raise without getting the approval probably doesn't help any either. The city sent out the advertisement of the opening position for the city's finance director on March 17th and will look to finalize the candidates and open interviews by April 16th. So hopefully they can find somebody, and it sounds like this accounting firm, Clifton Larson Allen LLC, hopefully they'll have some we know they'll have some good recommendations, and maybe it is more than a one-person job, which I don't think would surprise any of us. We should mention the Crookston Rotary Club has announced their Students of the Month. They gave us three Students of the Month. The first one is for the month of March, and the Crookston High School Student of the Month was Brecken Tall, a multi-faceted student athlete involved in a lot of activities as well. And then in April, they have announced Caden Boyk as the Rotary Student of the Month for April. Caden Boyk, of course, not only a great student, but a student athlete involved in many things as well. And you can find out more about those two on our website at KROXAM.com and click on News. Well, three awards are given out each year to recognize artists and arts advocates within the seven-county Northwest Minnesota region who stand out in terms of artistry or volunteerism in the arts. The year award winners were nominated by area residents. The Randy Larson of Gadsky is the Northwest Artist of the Year for music. Larson has played with many bands, including Back Behind the Barn Boys in Eagle Creek. He's been a mentor to aspiring musicians in our region. Our Artist of the Year award can be given to any discipline artist, including visual, performing, or creative writing, who are emerging or at the midway point of their artistic endeavors. The cash award of $500 goes to Randy Larson of Gadsky. Ram Ogard of Crookston was awarded the Northwest Arts Advocate of the Year. As Ron West, he works for the Thief River Falls public radio station, or volunteers. He has partnered with the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council to offer a weekly radio segment that promotes artists, the arts, and arts organizations. He also hosts segments that feature the Campbell Library in East Grand Forks and the North Dakota Museum of Art in Grand Forks. And the award comes along with the $500 cash prize. And Betsy Sauerdiff of Grigla will receive the North Star Award. Betsy is a retired German and visual arts teacher from Grigla in Goodridge School Districts. 2018, Betsy was named Arts Advocate of the Year. She is a well-known potter in the region and sells her work out of her studio, Betts Pottery, and at art shows as well. The Northwest Star Award comes with a $5,000 prize. Artists can only receive the North Star or Northwest Star Award once and is a lifetime achievement award. The awards will be presented on Sunday, April 21st at Lake Bronson at the Kitson County History Museum. The Northwest Art Exhibit will be open that day for viewing artwork starting at noon. A reception with light refreshments and music will start at 2 p.m. with the awards program starting at 3. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls yesterday at 8:03 a.m. to the 1800 block of University Avenue for a report of an alarm activation. Upon arrival, it was found that cooking had caused the alarm to activate. There was no danger present. They reset the alarm, talked to staff, and cleared the scene. At 12:52 p.m., they responded to Curtinsville Township for a report of a small grass fire. Upon arrival, they were able to contain and extinguish the fire. Once the area was deemed safe, they cleared the scene. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Natalie Joanne Lagari, 36, of Crookston for domestic assault, and David Carrizales, 38, of Twin Valley for DUI. That is a look at our local news as we now take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 43 degrees, a north wind of 16 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 35. Humidity is at 66%, and the barometric pressure is at 29.85 inches. Again, cloudy and 43 right now in downtown Crookston. Yesterday was beauty of a day. We had sunny skies, 46 as our high. The low was 25. Today's average high is 44, the average low 25. The year ago high was 37 with a low of 19, and we had a trace of wintry mix, a little snow, a little sleet, a little rain. And the record high for today, 72, set in 1910. And the record low, 7 below, set in 1899. So climate was a-changing back then, too. We had a sunrise at 7:03 this morning. The sun will set at 7:57. And daylight, 12 hours and 54 minutes. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 43 degrees. Taking a look at the forecast for this afternoon, a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 2 and 5 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, a high near 45, breezy with a northwest wind around 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 28, blustery with a north wind of 10 to 20, and a wind gust up to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny, a high near 50, north winds of 10 to 20, gusting up to 25. Wednesday, it'll be clear, a low around 24, northeast winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to over 20. Thursday, sunny, a high near 53, northeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Friday, it'll be sunny, a high near 56, southeast winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. And that's the Crookston Pirates softball teams. They're home in season opener against Sacred Heart, and it looks like it should be a very good day for that. And then on a Friday night, partly cloudy, a low around 35, wind gusts up to 25. Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 60, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Sunday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny, a high near 60, and wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. And then on Monday, a 30% chance of rain, mostly sunny, a high near 57, southeast winds of 10, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Well, right now in downtown Crookston, the sun peeking through the clouds, so we'll call it partly sunny skies. Our temperature is 43 degrees, and a north wind of 16, creating a wind chill of 35. But all in all, shouldn't be too bad of a day for Pirate Baseball as they host Ada Borup West at the UMC Field, 5 o'clock today, as the first pitch, 4:30. We'll have the Riverview Health pregame show right here on KROX. So it's hard to believe. Pirate Baseball is back in action for the first game of the year. That should about do it here on the Noontime News on KROX. It was brought to you today by our friends at Grand Cities Monument, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Riverview Health.